Well, I put some on, so we're getting smarter.
Yeah. I have a few mayonnaises. Oh, my wife has one.
Share the wealth.
Yeah,
are you recapping anything we have?
No. Right. We're just going to do it.
We're going to go right off from
scratch. Hope it's recording. Yes.
It's moving.
Hello, hello.
Come in now.
Hey, Howard. I want you to know that Carl won his game tonight and they are now champions.
We're on our seventh vodka. Oh.
And our beer, and our bourbon, and our wine.
No wine tonight.
No wine tonight.
We had wine last night.
Friday we had wine.
We had a wine tasting contest.
Taste Christian Brothers.
All right, Dad, Nora, I'm about to serve dinner. And we're having chicken cacciatore, artichokes, rice, and that's about it.
You sound like you're reading from a damn script.
I'm not. I'm just trying to think. But
what's
anyway,
wrong with your eye? Did you lose the contact?
But we anyway, Ruth, Ruth taught me to make
We won't
pea
mention your black
today.
Eye again. That's
Pizou.
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 Come in, Marilyn.
Come in, please.
Marilyn, you're welcome.
We'll never tell what happened to your eye, Marilyn.
No,
never.
I mean, how many people just pass out and hit their head on the
grass? A lot of people would fall gracefully.
Must be one every 100 years, does it? At least.
Missy, what did you do in the kitchen?
I will tell.
I got some more booze, didn't you? Come.
Bring your glass to the table. Mine was empty and I slightly left it out there.
You could have taken this. I'll take that.
You can have a little cream de cocoa.
Cream de booze. Beautiful.
Well, I'm sorry to be so loud.
Oh, it's a habit you've formed here. She's on a drinking woman's diet.
That's what I want to get on. Drinking man's diet.
They really don't work out the way.
The lady's supposed to be served first, but you're going to be served.
Oh.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta,
ta-ta. Ta-ta, ta-ta.
Oh, sweet that looks. Howard, I have a whole breast.
Yeah, it's mine.
Thank goodness it's not mine.
Damn it, Howard, I tried hard today, but I ended up with a chicken. We shouldn't talk to Howard. We should be completely off the cuff.
Oh, yes.
Forget it. Please. As we have for the past. How long?
Howard, who?
Half an hour. Hughes? He's like. I see where he's moving someplace too.
Mexico.
Oh, that's a tiddly.
Yeah, Nora,
did you watch
I'm trying
that
to fatten Papa John up a little bit.
Why do you?
So I'm hoping.
I don't need to shout.
So I am hoping.
You don't need to shout, honey. Just talk
that
normal.
He will be able to eat this chicken, which I have cooked for about 2 hours.
And if she cooked it with that eye look, looks like that, you know that it must be good.
Where's my patch? Where's the patch?
Wear an eye patch, Marilyn. You look terrible. Bloodshot.
You know, you guys, Dad, they're giving me all this problem, but I don't pay any attention to them.
I think they found a sore spot, and they're just...
We're
okay with something to get hard a little bit.
Usually I'm catching the dickens all the time, you know, being picked on.
You can always have a headache, though. She always has a headache when I want to pick on her.
Right.
First concerns, she said, I have a terrible headache this morning. I think I have a Buffering instead. Instead of what?
I couldn't find the Buffering, so I had to take a Bayer.
We're sleeping in one bed now. First time in a long time we've only had one bed. No trouble
for me. We had two doubles in the milk.
You know, I didn't even taste
but
my sauce. But it better be good.
Oh,
it's
delicious.
Good.
Yeah, I can smell it.
Beautiful.
What's wrong with your eye?
Honey, open your right eye, will you?
Which eye?
Oh, God, don't.
Oh,
God.
It's terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
How about if I close it?
I don't see anything wrong. What are you all?
Well, it's a black eye.
Are you rude?
Anybody I mean, I will change eye. The color of your eyeshadow. Yeah. It's a little bit too red, I think.
I don't think we can probably, we have to write him a letter. He wouldn't understand it.
No. I think we should take a picture is what I think.
Well, put this on film.
Yeah.
Are we running on a half an hour basis here? Half.
I know what we're doing.
Half.
I just wish I had cut the tape a little bit earlier.
When you tried to edit the tape we made, it certainly didn't run the full half hour.
No, we cut it off, yeah. We heard what we did.
I'm coming back in from the kitchen again, and like I said before, I'm trying to fatten Papa
What's
John
wrong with your
up
eye, dear?
Because huh? Your pants are falling off, and you're getting so thin. So I'm trying to fatten you up a little bit.
What was she trying to
That'll be the day. That'll be the day. Oh, no.
Go ahead, I'll be right
No,
there.
We'll wait for you, dear.
Well, I think I had accident on my plate.
Hmm? Something slide off?
No, I thought I'd get a reaction out of her.
No.
It's not even worth it. Well, let's have a running joke.
I'm wondering if I'm up to this. I'm going to try.
Hey, Marilyn? Why don't you bring a bowl for the artichoke things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can use the same one we've got, or the side of our toilet here. No. Even though you have a dishwasher. Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that I just
Where's the champion?
These are the bowls for the discards.
You went out and bought special bowls. Isn't that neat?
I had to go out and buy special bowls.
I haven't had these in years. Oh,
yeah.
This is really a treat.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad we had something that you haven't had for a long time.
That's right. You got to re-bite down hard to get those.
Oh, I was going to, John, but
no.
I think he could do it. Those are a little bit overcooked.
I just tried.
But,
You got to bite down pretty hard, bro.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. We're going to.
You know what, though?
We're going to share the route.
You know what?
Yes.
We're going to share with you?
The hearts.
We'll give you the hearts and we'll eat your leaves.
No, we'll share the wealth.
Well, we're going to give you the hearts, because you can eat them.
We put it on tape now. Tell Dad.
What do you mean? You just started?
No, it's been running.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I forgot the bread. A dum-dum.
Hmm. Is this a chicken cacciatore?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, it's delicious. Mmm. Marilyn.
I have a recipe for it at home, and I'm just dying to try it.
Beautiful.
You like my chicken?
Oh, love it. I love it.
Makes me feel good.
The dressing is, and the gravy is beautiful.
I was hoping you liked it, because I found out when I was making it that you didn't like Italian food.
This is Italian.
This is Italian? Ragu?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I'll get to it, but I'm home. Artichoke is
What if it's a cook's night out at Wisconsin?
Hmm?
What if it's a cook's night out at Wisconsin?
I wonder. Howard, has one night a week he's free. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. And they ritually go out for dinner. It gives Howard a little break. Laura can't cook. She has a hell of a time boiling water. And I hope this is being put on tape. And poor Howard, he gets one night a week off. You know, even the maids in the motels get 2 days a week off. Bed maker, runs the vacuum, cooks. If I were a little younger, Howard, I'd marry you.
I think Howard should retire.
He's retired now.
Oh, no, that
sure.
Routine.
Just from, his office routine. He should come out to California.
And do it out here.
And get a job in a restaurant. He's a fantastic cook.
Oh, so is his daughter, Marilyn.
What are you saying about him?
Fantastic
Careful
cook.
Now, don't fall and hurt yourself, dear.
Yeah.
You know what happened last night?
I thought you were coming to the table, Marilyn.
No,
we were going to hold off eating, but I...
The oven, Dad. I didn't want to do that.
Cart left us and...
Marilyn, if you were attending up... No.
Cart?
Carl?
Cart and Carl.
And Otto. They all left. This is for
Carl's here.
Carl's here. He's the only one with us.
He is eating with us all.
I know.
And he's
he's watching the Bionic Woman, or the $6 million man, or something like that.
Yeah, I've never seen that. What's Mary Hart and Mary Hart?
Poking his foot that had an ingrown toenail on it. So here's the brand, and it's a little bit overdone. Mm.
Beautiful.
Mm.
Because, as you remember, I cooked it for Otto about an hour ago. Mm. He was hungry.
I remember that day. Sam?
What was Otto home?
Hmm?
He said Sam.
Well, a name is a name is a name.
A name is a name.
Sure, nice to see you again.
The rain and the sour goes mainly in the plain.
Very
now, which is your artichoke?
Very solid.
Oh, well, I bet I took the wrong one.
Well, I didn't have... okay.
Eat one, will you?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. I had them kind of misplaced.
That's what they call staggered artichokes.
Staggered artichokes. Oh, okay. Well, that's not go off
you
on that
have,
one.
You could have had that beautiful last night. I
let's not go off on that one.
I shouldn't
again.
Talk like this because I had one hell of a time last night.
Right, you promised me you wouldn't say anything.
So what?
He hasn't. He hasn't said a thing.
I've been very quiet.
He's never mentioned the word thing all night long.
Well, I had little troubles I had with crawling over the grass and that damn piece of concrete up there. That
that's
really
what
I found
out
in the middle of the car when I got out of the car. How the hell did I get back there? That would be very neat though, didn't I? I pulled in and parked.
It's all in place
and
now.
Drew it back out and put it back in. Well, how do we do that? The maid couldn't have done it.
I'm not the kid.
It was chicken.
I'm into the artichoke.
Delicious flavors now.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it worked out. I was making it today.
No, I can see
John
why.
Says I don't like Italian food. I thought, oh dear.
No, I can see why I was so robust. You're a fantastic cook.
Yes.
Yes, you do. In a pinch.
And your menu planning, the way, you know, foods that go together. I love these two.
Oh, I love little booze and food. You are really a fantastic plant.
No, I mean the artichoke with this and rice. And great. Beautiful.
Well, John?
I hope you'll take a few lessons from her, Ruthie. You've been pretty miserable lately in the cooking department.
Well, she's going to show me how to cook that rump roast. Like you wouldn't
oh,
we're
tell
gonna
her
do that
about,
on Monday.
Tell your dad about the soup.
That's well, I thought we told him about it.
Did we?
Ruthie showed me how to cook pea soup.
Oh, that's his forte, you know. He loves that.
And they all had it. We
put
all
the
had
bread
it.
Down, Ellie.
John, can you have some without the crust?
Not tonight.
Tomorrow will be too late.
And tonight will be too early.
Well, you know what? You did. You know, you're talking today, you're talking about going to Fisherman's Wharf and eating that good sourdough.
It's all part of my bread inside. Okay.
And
I loved it. You know, I have appetites, as most old men do, but usually have a headache.
Yeah.
Oh, Wasco Wabbit. This is
what?
The bread that I remember from the wharf with you.
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
No, it's delicious.
It's
same,
not. It's maybe not quite as good because the ones they serve down there at regularly on the wharf are better than this. And I can get at Safeway's. One that you don't heat up, like we had to heat this one.
This
you don't have a butter knife, you're
going
to have to use that
No,
one.
Don't worry about it. I don't want butter.
You don't?
I don't want to
get
any weight.
You even get skinny.
I want to get skinnier.
My goodness.
I told you
down
this
to
afternoon.
140.
Cut it out.
John, you do need to eat.
Mm-hmm,
that's
I eat.
Right.
And you need to...
Eat some more soup.
Well, no.
With a long straw.
No, he'll have
to... I'd like to get down to about 140, 45 pounds.
Oh, God.
I don't think
then
you
I'll
look
feel
good.
That. I feel better then.
I don't think you look good. You look really good now.
Then
it's a
losing.
Good weight.
Is
how much do you weigh
double
now?
Chin is his natural.
How much
I
do you
weigh? 155 in Pond Desert a few years ago.
That's
I think
good.
I lost about 5 pounds, though.
That's good. You don't need to go any further.
I want
to
get down to about 150, maybe. And then stay there.
I think you're there.
I think you're there by now. Oh, we have a bathroom scale up there. You can
get right.
It's pretty accurate.
In the Frontier Village Motel doesn't have a
bathroom
scale.
This is not the Fairmont.
Boy, I
well,
love
they didn't
that
have
way.
One at the Fairmont either. When you're on a holiday, you just don't check the weight.
They had a lot of shoe polish in there, though.
Where did we have a bathroom scale? Recently, in the motel we were in.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Fairmont in Dallas?
Oh.
I want to put bathroom scales in my cottages, you know, last year I was there. It was discouraged me to the people.
Don't ever go to the Fairmont.
On a vacation, they don't want to know how much they weigh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, psychologically, very bad, yeah, right? Yeah. But don't, if you ever go to Dallas, Texas,
I would be very interested to go to the Fairmont there, but you know.
Don't.
That's quite an address, though, isn't it?
Yes, but it was a ripoff. It had, the only thing they had was red in the lobby that was like the Fairmont in San Francisco. Anything else.
It's the same chain, though.
Yeah, but anything else is not the same.
Not.
Nope.
Not the same. And they were so cheap. Well, I thought it was cheap, but we couldn't even have ice deliveries without paying $2.50 for a bucket.
Yeah, oh, you can do that in Fairmont, you know,
San Francisco. Yeah. And the cheapest drinks in the lobby were $2.50.
We weren't cautious. My room service is more than my room.
Right. And it was $56
a day. $50 a day in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't careful, your room service is $50 a day.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it just, well, I think we sent you a postcard, didn't we, from there?
Mm-hmm.
But the lobby was done in red, but that was the only thing.
Mm.
It was terrible.
The round,
everybody
the round seating.
It didn't have the old world
seating kind of in the round, I should say. Mm.
This was a new hotel, not a
new hotel. Oh, it was bad.
It was.
I like this. I don't remember the name of the dining room.
What?
We used to eat breakfast down there, and we had Marilyn in there for dinner.
Yeah.
In the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I like that room.
I like the roof and furnishing in the old hotel.
Wood paneling. Well. Mm-hmm. Like the Sherman Chicago.
Yeah, and we had so many hotels in Europe like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah, well, this one has no resemblance.
The patina was, just ageless, you know.
Dripping.
I wonder what they did with that old wood in the Sherman.
Aged, probably.
What was that room?
Which one? The cellar?
Southern.
I don't know.
Well, what's the name?
Lunch there every noon.
The name of the hotel we stayed in for our first night. We were married. We went and we had breakfast in the pump room, but what's
the
name?
The Palmer House.
Palmer House, yes. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still there?
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's there.
Yeah.
We still have a big name?
We stayed at the Morrison, Bismarck. The Sherman, I really stayed there very, very often.
We liked that. It wasn't very, ultra fancy.
The bathrooms were bad. They were very old. But the hotel was three blocks from Fields, four blocks from Merchandise Mart, two blocks from Crash and Perry Scott.
That's when they went down there on your
We go down there for weekend.
Just
and I
weekend,
get pooped off, and we get down on Friday, take a train down in the morning, have breakfast on the train.
Oh, that was nice.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Those days, now there's no train, I guess.
And we were always there the day after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Never missed that.
Never missed it.
No, that was our shopping day.
I didn't know that.
All we'd buy was Christmas cards, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
poke around it.
Look.
Mm-hmm. One Thanksgiving, we went the day before Thanksgiving.
You told me that.
Mm.
That's right. If she remembers.
I doubt it.
Apparently I didn't.
You have to have a memory like mine. I can remember those things, but I can't remember where the car is. Or where it's going. Oh, it sure felt terrible.
Right.
Missing you.
You went around looking
by
that
me.
Corner today. You looked
like, I thought, it looks like a fire engine like that.
Well, I said you moved like the Green Hornet.
I couldn't catch you.
Well, that's a good thing.
I was backing up at the time.
It's a good thing.
And then I felt terrible. You know, we tried to call you when we get home. We found the phone was still off the hook this morning.
Yeah, well, we just had to unplug it last night. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I was glad you said that to me this morning because I was waiting for that call.
We tried all night to call you. I was worried about Ed getting home in his condition.
Your leader.
I thought he might be concerned about us.
Yeah,
we went back out and found out.
I didn't know that you were out last night.
Yes,
did you know that you were out last night?
Yeah, and I told Otto.
When did you first find out that you were out last night? This morning?
Completely shut up.
She did.
But the thing is,
I'm an attorney for the defense.
What are you knocking me for, honey?
That's my John talking.
Mm. Well, they're all knocking me, so I thought I'd knock you. So anyway,
there's a big knock.
That's a mean knock.
No, try that. That'll put hair on your chest.
Fine. That's what I need too. This is what they call a hairy insert, huh?
John passed this over. Now you work on that.
Oh, that cuts like butter, guys.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, that's a
the leaves add a little bit.
I know. I thought you might be feeling it would be slipping a little bit, so I was wanted to see you try your first bite, but I missed it.
I'll give you a recap.
I'm going to get four.
Are these hearts desirable?
Well, that's a heart. That's the heart of the artichoke.
That's
why
you get the little round jars?
The round jar.
Eat hearty, gentlemen. I'll take the hearts.
Okay. Pass the bread with.
Yeah.
This out of this world. Heart, I wish you were here.
Yeah, we miss you.
Not too much, though.
In order
actually,
too.
If you were here, there'd be fewer artichoke hearts for me.
Well, there might be more, if they won't promise not to eat them.
Possibly. Is this unusual not to have boys for dinner? Or does it drift away just like that?
The teenager syndrome has hit it.
Full bladder.
And so instead of insisting...
This is the best way.
Come to a family dinner. If it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's some special occasion, well, it's a special
where
thing because
now?
You're here. I don't tell you that
where
way.
Where are they now?
Carlos and Robbie's.
And
Kirk. Where's Kirk?
Next door.
And Carlos here.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it just doesn't pay it to fight it. I've been through this route where I insist on doing this and this.
And you give up eventually.
I gave up. Sorry for the boys being with us.
Missing such a good deal.
We're stuffy
deal
in comparison
too.
To, you know.
Young people. You're stuffy, darling.
Well,
you don't drink it.
You know, if Dad and I are stuffy to their children, well, then that's their problem. They missed a good dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Don't they like this food?
Yes.
They love it. And they should be here.
Well, I waited this early. He's the one that was screaming and hollering for food for 2 hours.
Yeah, peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, and then he was screaming and hollering for his dinner, so I gave it to him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't quite ready, but I gave it to him. So he ate the whole dinner.
Good for him.
Two artichoke halves and a big chicken and a thing of rice. Just wonderful.
Well, it's good for him.
So I decided, well, it's just really not worth it because...
How about Kurt now? Did he eat?
No.
Nothing.
Meryl, what's got the floor?
Is she down there again?
Yeah, come on. Please slide up in your chair again.
Howard, listen to those ice cubes.
Put your drink down, bro.
I don't have one. Now, those are Otto's ice cubes, and they're all saying that I drink.
Oh.
I'm the only one at the table without a drink.
And we're the only ones at the table without a black eye. What happened?
Yeah, I would.
I wish you'd tell Howard what happened last night.
It was the closet door.
Tell closet door. A likely story. We've heard this before. You didn't run into a table.
When are you suing for divorce?
I think it's pretty mean about her to hit her like that.
Well, that's what Kurt said. He didn't say Dad did it. He says, Mom, who hit you in the eye?
Oh.
I says, I didn't get hit in the eye, per se.
Where'd they hit you?
Well, if you don't be quiet, John.
I was going to be very quiet. I'll be very quiet.
Don't say another word, dear. About your funny-looking eye.
No, and if anybody asks me about your black eye, I'd say it probably happened. You don't have a black eye, do you? I think I've been over. Well,
that's a big heart.
You got a big one, dear.
You got a beauty. Black, but beautiful.
Black is beautiful, you know.
That's what they kept telling me.
Oh, I didn't even.
I'm not sure.
How come you put pea soup on it today?
Listen. I learned how to make split pea soup that you liked. And I finally found a soup that I make that he liked.
It was a toss up between giving the dog the bone or,
or using it.
And we saved it. Just as he was about to throw it to Tiger, we put it in the pot.
Ruth said, put it in the pot. I'll show you what to do. And she did.
Well, if I knew my measurements before, you know.
You would have stiffened them up a bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, we would have measured the water. Yeah. Well,
no,
I
just put a little too much water in, but it turned out
just
all right.
Just onion, carrot, the celery.
It's so simple, I couldn't believe it.
You know, Marilyn got up this morning, she was a little shaky, and the water ran in heavy.
I can't imagine that.
I would love to have had her father here to open the door this morning to see her. She opened the door in her, oh, in her God, robe. Little perspiration and off the shower was dripping down your neck. And her eyes, oh. One was black and the other was bloodshot. Which I suppose was due to that.
I didn't know you carried around your own map of San Francisco city limits.
I could see. I see greater Niles than her eyeball.
I do like to promote Niles. The cows on the hills, I like it.
Well, you had everything going for you this morning, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the cows on the hills, but everything else was there.
We don't have any green hills then.
No red lines.
It really looks.
It really beautiful up there. Is that Niles?
Mm-hmm. That little section, yeah, mm-hmm. That's our downtown. Oh, we have.
What do you,
we're known
what
for
do you
our
say,
antique.
Why do you say you live in Fremont?
I know
this is Niles.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a Niles section.
It's a Niles section because they incorporated it, but Niles people are still very proud of this is
Niles. Oh,
Niles.
This is Niles.
So I always say that.
This
does
is
it have
Niles.
A history like
oh.
The Gold Rush days?
Yeah, this is
like
where
that.
The first. Movies were made. The SNA
Studios. Oh,
Charlie Chan.
Yeah.
Mm. The SNA
Studios.
Yeah, it's right here.
You know where?
By Corpus Christi.
Did you think that a Rebellion's Market?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Russell's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that little green motel right next to it is where Charlie Chaplin stayed and Tom Mix and.
Yeah.
Not Tom Mix.
Tom
Tony.
Mix.
And Tony?
Yeah.
Let's go back here.
Yeah, the little green thing.
I didn't know that.
Yep, that was there. Place of residence.
Well, we take pictures.
We have not. We have movie pictures. They show them once in a while, and I've never seen them about the old SNA studios here.
I read that somewhere. SNA. ESSA. Yeah.
ESSANY.
Y. Yeah.
SNA.
Fantastic.
That little old railroad station up there was a relic. And they tried to say that. They were going to take it down because it's not used anymore. And the people in the Niles just got all excited. Don't you take that railroad station down so it's still
there? Awful.
Did you hear the train last night?
We didn't hear anything.
You'd be very generous.
You mean the one that came right through
one.
The one that went right through
no,
the
no, Eddie, you have to eat that one. I can't eat anymore. Really?
No.
I wish you'd eat it. I can't eat anymore.
No, I'm fine.
You can't have that artichoke? Well,
no,
then you may take it home.
Two ahead of me. Marilyn.
John, if you don't eat something.
A little scotch, darling.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You had that last night. So
on the rocks or
with
water?
With Alhambra.
On the rocks.
On the rocks, okay.
No,
may
I'm
I take this?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to give you your scotch in your same glass, but I didn't know if you were done with that.
I think that should be noble chissy, but boy, it is.
I thought I was going to have a wash after I get done with the scotch. Mm-hmm. You know, you never can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that really I'm drinking as much as I did yesterday. Do you?
No.
I don't know. I didn't keep track.
I don't think any of us did.
No.
That's bad.
I think
the wine killed me.
Yeah, I think wine on top of cocktails.
It really killed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, will you take one of my hers, please?
When we're going to have wine dinner, we should not have anything
else.
Unless
you
eat
wine. Delicately.
No, I think the excitement of arriving and everything is, you know, a little hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew Marilyn's pants were full, but boy.
She was really fucked.
Her eyes were full.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, damn, eavesdropper.
Is ours still there?
Correction. Let me make this perfectly clear.
We were just about at the end of the tape.
Good. We'll have to review it and see what the hell he's saying.
Well, Howard, we wish you were here. Wish you could see your daughter.
Where?
You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, I guess we have to buy him a new book.
But don't mind all the stitches. That won't bother you.
Hmm?
I was telling Howard not to mind all the stitches in Marilyn's eye.
Oh, no. Actually, it was a very small injury.
Oh.
Only one eye.
Oh, he'll really get worried and concerned.
No, I shouldn't be concerned. Anybody can get drunk and fall.
Like
what the hell is there?
You're making up such a fantastic story.
But look at her eyes. That's fantastic, too. This doesn't happen. You don't get this in the supermarket.
Oh, I don't know.
What
else? The door openers? Why?
What a fall, though, when she lifted the whole top of that dresser off. Mm. I can't imagine. God.
What time did this happen?
It was a 16-inch catch, I think, wasn't it? Mm. On her left eyelid.
A very small head, though. What time did this happen, by the way?
Who knows?
I mean, before she went to bed, or did she get during the night?
No, she went up while I was fixing the guy's lunches. And yeah, she
what did she trip on? Her foot?
That had to be, yes. I think it was the bed.
You want a piece of French bread, child? These artichokes aren't so squirreled. Now I know why.
I've gotten to the heart, yeah. Mm.
I wish I could eat those. You eat just the nub on the end?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
You know what? Our kids fight over the heel of the French bread. So Carl says, I want the heel.
I always want an end cut on a roast.
Well, so does Otto.
Love to have the end cuts. They're well done end.
I didn't remember you were well done.
Oh, yeah.
You are? You're just McDonald's.
Hmm? Always want the end cut. Get a prime.